Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody here, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, get it started, get it started.
Survivor fans, this is the Rad Reality Show Network. If you love Survivor, you've definitely found the right place to interact with your favorite survivors. I'm Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host, and this is Mike on the Mic with host Mike Albright, the number one Survivor fan in the world. Currently, Mike has met 468 Survivor alumni, Jeff Probst, Mark Burnett, Lynn Spillman, and all of the hardworking people behind the scenes who keep Survivor so epic season after season. Mike goes to the Survivor finale every year. He's on the board of Bob Crowley's Durham Warrior Survival Challenge in Maine and Reality for Diabetes in Ohio. And he attends as many charity events as possible. So he's always hanging out with survivors, and they all love and respect Mike Albright. Here on Mike and the Mic, every Thursday night, Mike invites at least one Survivor alumni to join him, and they recap the Survivor episode that just aired the night before. This gives you 24 hours to watch the show, determine what questions or comments you'd like to call in with, and then on Thursday night, call into Mike on the Mic and have a blast talking Survivor with Mike and his Survivor guests. And if you're too shy to call in, we've got that covered too. We've got a live chat room where you can post questions during the show. Just click our link and scroll down the page and post your questions or comments in the chat room. Now, it's time to bring on our host, Mike Albright. Welcome, Survivor fans. This is the Rad Reality Show Network. I'm Cherry Garcia. It's October 5th, 2017, and it's time for Mike on the Mic with our host, Mike Albright, the number one Survivor fan in the world. He's got a fantastic special guest joining him tonight from Survivor Nicaragua. Holly Hoffman will be here. She made it to be the final female on her season, and she's a motivational speaker who's also written her own book, so we can't wait to find out what her perspective is on this season's cast. Just remember, if you're going to call in, make sure and press the number one on your phone so we know that you are ready to join us on air. Now, I think it's about time to bring up our host, and let's get it started in here. So, hi, Mike. How are you tonight? And how was your second Survivor episode?
Hey, Sherry. I'm great. I thought the second episode, I liked it a lot better. One thing I didn't like, and some friends commented on the next, the previous thing on Survivor, they didn't even talk about, like, the opening of the game. It was just strategy, 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 strategy. So, but I didn't like that. But overall, I thought the episode was a little more interesting. We got to know more about the people, and a few people we got to hear speak. One of the people I mentioned last week that didn't say anything was one of the first people to talk, but they talked about something very interesting on Survivor, going to the bathroom. So I'd love to, when Holly gets in, talk about one of my favorite Survivor terms, the aqua dump. It's just, I don't know who coined it. The first Survivor I'm aware of talking about it is Clay Jordan, and he talked about it on the show last season, I think, or the season before last. So it's a bodily thing that happens. It's just, it's a great term, interesting idea, but probably not the best thing to talk about on day four unless you know people well, and that's what they're all talking about. So I'm doing well, Sherry.
She
just out
so
campaigning for city council. So, yeah, it's been a fun, interesting thing to go through, and we're a month and 2 days away from the election. So I'm just really excited to go around and talk to people and try to serve this area. So I'm having a great time.
How is it going and knocking on people's doors and talking to them?
It's interesting. I have a list of everyone that's voted in the past 2 years. So I have people from my party, people from the other party, and people that don't have a party listing. So I just knock on the door and say, hello, is this Mr. or Ms. whomever? Not whomever, whatever name's on my sheet. Then we just talk about things. I talk to a couple women tonight about some issues, you know, in this part of the city and just how to try to help address those. So later after this podcast, I'm going to be at the city council meeting just listening, and I'm going to stand up for the first time as a concerned resident and bring up some of their issues involving drug use and other things like that down in this part of the town. So it's fun. I love it. I love serving people and working with people and talking to people. So fixing problems, it's kind of a perfect thing for me, really.
I think you'd be awesome. I don't think you'd be one of the people that would be swayed by all the money in politics and all that kind of thing. I think you would be the kind of politician that would be in there for the people and not for the wrong reasons. And I think you would be so good at it. You've got a great heart.
Well, I appreciate that. So it's taken up a lot of time in the past few months, but it's something that is, you know, you got to invest time and effort into things to get good results. So that's something I really appreciate, and that's something I'm putting forward too. So.
Well, I want to let you know your guest is on our switchboard, so when you're ready.
Awesome. Whenever she's ready, let's bring her in, and we'll first see how she's doing, then we'll dive into this second episode of Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers, which is also growing under that name. I didn't like it, but it's growing, so.
I have a question for her, too, before you get too far in. I'd like to ask her a question.
Go for it. You're the co-host. Sure. You can open it up.
Let's bring her on and get this started in here. Here we go. From Survivor Nicaragua, we have Holly Hoffman with us. Hi, Holly. Hi, how are you?
Great to have you on here, and I think Sherry's going to open up. First, I'll just say hi, and then we'll... I haven't talked to you in a couple of years just because I missed some events, but I think Sherry has the first question, Holly, so thanks for coming
on.
Okay,
well, first of all, I want to thank you so much for having me. I'm extremely honored. I've been very, very busy the last couple of years, so I do believe, I think this is my first podcast in a year. So
well,
when I was
thank
asked,
you.
I
wow.
was extremely honored, so thank you very much.
We've had a great track record with Nicaragua. We've had some lovely ladies that have come, have called in, and we've had some great shows with Nayanka and Purple Kelly and Jane. So something about Nicaragua, you just bring it on a podcast, so no pressure.
Yes. Wonderful.
Sherry,
again,
what did you want to...
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Sherry, what did you want to open up with?
Well, my question is... after the horrible, horrible tragedy in Las Vegas, I know the country music industry has really been rocked. And I wondered if you're still in touch with Chase Rice. He used to be a regular on our show. He was very good friends with the founder of the Rad Reality Show. And he used to call in from time to time and actually did... he mentioned us on a couple of occasions and when he was touring and I won't go into that. I used to have a couple of clips of his on my switchboard that I don't have them tonight. I wish I did. I could have played a couple of his clips where he actually dedicated a couple of his songs to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the clips on my switchboard. I wish I still had them. But I wanted to find out if you still talk to him or if you've talked to him since the Las Vegas thing or just if you're still in touch with him.
Yes, I am in touch with Chase. I have not talked to him since Las Vegas. First of all, I want to say that was absolutely horrifying, and my thoughts and prayers go out to all the families and the victims, and it was just horrible. But, yes, Chase and I do stay in touch. In fact, I've been to many of his concerts. I told him that he owes me for the rest of his life because he voted me off. That's the last time I'm household. So every time I go to his concerts, he always gives me VIP free tickets. So I'm always very honored to go. But he and I eat a lot back and forth. And it never fails that when I speak at an event, someone always recognizes Chase. And then when I tell them that I have Chase's phone numbers, it's usually the young gals. They're like, are you kidding me? So I was actually at an event speaking in Des Moines, Iowa, and there was a gal sitting in the front row. And when I told her I had Chase's number, she said, oh, my gosh, can you get me into one of his concerts? Well, I called Chase's manager, and sure enough, I got her in, got her a VIP backstage, and she sent me a picture of Chase. So she was very, very, very excited. So I do talk to Chase a lot. And, you know, as far as Chase, Chase will never, ever, ever forget his experience on Survivor. And I know that I think with doing podcasts and so forth, I hope I'm speaking correctly when I say this with Chase, but, you know, he is so busy. And his
I know he would never do a podcast again. I know. He's way beyond that. This was in the early, early days when he used to come on with us. And he's mm-hmm. way beyond that. I would never even consider asking that. I just wanted to make sure he was okay and just find out how
he's
doing.
Okay. He's very well. He's I'm sure you heard I don't know the name of the song, but he just released a new song and he works extremely hard. You know, his Survivor experience will be with him forever. But he doesn't even really talk about Survivor much. And actually, when I go speak and I talk about Chase, and then people will say to me, is that Chase Rice, the country singer? And I'll say, yes. And people don't even remember. They'll say, he was on Survivor? So, yeah. But, I truly believe in my heart that Survivor did give Chase a little bit of a boost. You know, he sang at the finale and so forth. But at the same time, Chase works really, really hard. He does. So that's totally where he has moved up and so forth. But he's a great guy. That's a good idea. I should probably text him a message and so forth. But yes, he and I do stay in touch. Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I think the world of him. And he was this was very early on, right after he got off Survivor, before he made it
mm-hmm.
really big. He was still playing in smaller little bars, and he had dedicated a couple of songs to the Rad Reality Show and to our founder, who is no longer with us, God rest his soul. But he had dedicated a few songs to Ron, and he was always just very special to us. And
yes, he's a great guy.
I've never been able to go see him live. I would love to one day, but a friend of the show went to see him up in Manchester, and she actually sent video, and that's one of the times he dedicated the songs to us. And
mm-hmm.
it was just really special. I know what a great heart he has. You know,
he knew
that our founder was in very poor health, and he had
mm-hmm.
a congestive heart failure, and
mm-hmm.
I'll just say it, he was dying. And Chase was very kind and keeping in touch with him and had a sort of a soft spot in his heart for Ron because he knew his health condition. And so that tells me right there that he has a great heart.
Yeah, he really does.
He didn't.
Well, Sherry, if he's ever in your area and you want to go see him, let me know. I bet you I could get you in. And I bet you I could get
you. Oh, my gosh,
Holly. Behind stage.
There you
oh,
go,
my gosh.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know what. I would be so honored. I would feel so honored to even shake his hand after what he did for Ron.
Yeah.
I would be
Ron,
so honored to shake his hand and say thank you for what he did for Ron.
If he's ever in your area, I seriously mean that. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. There have been a few people that are huge Chase Rice fans, and I email his manager. I have his manager's email, and I email him, and I just say, hey, can I get two tickets for the concert in Sioux City, Iowa? And I was able to get two tickets, VIP. And like I said, this lady was just, oh, my gosh, like she sent me a picture and everything with Chase. So, if he's ever in your area, let me know, and I can see what I can do to help you out. I would love to do that for you.
Oh, my gosh, Holly, thank
Swag,
you so much.
You
some of the fans and I used to sit in here and, when he sang his songs, we would be, like, dancing, and we'd be, like, putting cymbals in the chat room, and we'd be dancing, and we'd just be having a blast in here. And so, yes, I'm a huge Chase Rice fan, and
awesome.
Some of the, you know, a lot of our listeners are, too. And so, yes, I would absolutely love to see him live. And
yes, I would love to help
love
you out.
To say
Whenever
thank
I
you
go
for
to high
everything
school,
he did.
Especially high school, you know, the girls will recognize him right away, and then I'll say to the girls, and just think I was in an alliance with Chase Rice, and they're like, oh my god!
I can only imagine.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
And the thing
well,
about
thank
Chase
you
is
so much,
so
Holly.
Down to earth, but yeah. So let me know what I can do if he's in the area, in your area. You just pop me an email through Facebook or whatever, and I would love to help you out. Absolutely.
Thank you so very much.
And pass on a kind
so what
word.
Do you think
I haven't
about...
seen him in a little while bit, but I don't need any VIP tickets unless he's in Dayton. But I love Chase. He's a great, great friendly guy. I was always nice to the Ravenous fans. So I'll echo all the kind words. Chase is awesome. So, yes.
Yeah, he really is. He really is.
What do you
well,
think
you
about this season's cast?
Well, I have to be very honest with you guys. I just finished, I mean, to the second, watching the second episode. I've been on the road extremely busy, traveling for the last 3.5 weeks. So I missed the first episode, watched it this morning, and then just popped in the second episode. So knowing all of their names and just kind of getting to know them, this is probably one of the first seasons that I have not gone in and read about any of the players. So it's very interesting to me. It's almost like I just popped in today, this morning, watching the first episode, watching the second episode just now, and just getting to know these people and getting the first impressions, because usually my first impressions come, of course, from their bios and their interviews. But I actually kind of like doing this the way I've done it, because
mm-hmm.
I didn't know any of the players, and I already have a lot of opinions about many of them, and I know absolutely nothing. I don't even know what some of them do, which is okay, because when I played, you know, people, of course, lied at what they did. Jill did told us she was a part-time nurse when she was truly a doctor. So it's been interesting. Some of the players, you can tell that some of them are already playing extremely hard, maybe a little too hard. You know, Alan on the Heroes Tribe he's very, very paranoid about everything. So not sure how long he's going to make it. And,
well, did you, what about that strip search? That was pretty intense. I've never seen that.
Oh, my gosh, poor Ashley. You know, standing there and having to watch that, I'm sure she thought to herself, are you kidding me? This is really happening?
Well, she doesn't want to be in a showmance with JP, but if he's stripping on the beach, she may not be that upset. I don't know. Maybe.
That's exactly right. So, you know,
like, Ellen, that's not in the Hidden Idol, baby. That's something else, man. I'm sorry you noticed that, but it's not what you think.
Yeah, that would have been a tad embarrassing. So after the first episode, you know, seeing Katrina go home, which didn't surprise me because you could see that those four, you know, Ben, JP, Alan, and Ashley were, of course, together right away, and I knew it was going to be one of the moms. But I'll tell you what, starting the second episode, and Christy coming right out and the way she did it and saying that, you know, I'm going to use this idol as a decoy idol, wow. What a great move.
Very savvy,
Yes, very, very savvy. So that was a great move on her part to say that and say, I have a decoy here. She's going to start scaring some people. And, you know, she didn't start out maybe on the right foot, but I think she, of course, felt like she wasn't going to fit in. But she's coming along. She's a smart player.
I like her.
I like her.
Yes, I do too.
She's
got
a brain on her.
Mm-hmm.
The way she categorically went through everybody on her tribe and determined whether they were going to take her for whether they fit with her or not, and evaluated each player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
was so interesting, mm-hmm. and I just loved it. I thought, you know, this girl's really playing smart.
I agree. And I like the way that she went up and approached Ben. I think Ben is also a very good player, and I think the two of them together will make a great power couple, as you want to say, because, of course, everybody thinks Ashley and JP are the power couple. But if I would have to trust anyone on that tribe, if I was in Chrissy's position, it would totally be Ben. So she's playing a very smart game up to this point. We all know with Survivor it can change second by second, but just watching right now, I think Chrissy's playing a very smart game.
I saw on social media, Holly, Cass mentioned that mom's going to have a hard time out there, and you were a mom out there, and you went really far. But I would agree that is probably a challenging thing. Do you think moms have it more challenging out there? And if so, why? And if not, why? I was just curious your take, because Cass from Cagayan and Second Chances mentioned that. So.
Yeah, you know, in my situation, you know, we were, of course, the older tribe. So we were all older. Yeah, so it wasn't as hard. I just think that I felt like I had a hard time fitting in because I'm sorry to say this, but I just think that they thought I was some hick from South Dakota. You know, like, oh, my gosh, small-town gal from South Dakota, what? And we had a couple people on our tribe that had very high egos and, of course, wanted to run the show right away. But as far as moms fitting in, it totally depends on who you're with. I got in with the young kids, and I fit in. So I had to prove to myself that I was the cool mom. But, you know, I think it is a little bit harder when you're an older player to try to fit in with those young kids, but you just have to start thinking like them. And I think that's another reason Chrissy picked Ben, because, you know, he's not an older guy, but that's why I think she went in his direction.
Okay, do you have any feeling on the other mom? Like, what, maybe Katrina just rubbed him the wrong way? We didn't really get to know really a kind of a reasoning why. I guess
we
maybe
didn't.
Maybe challenge performance or social aspect? I don't know.
I don't know. And, yeah, she didn't get any television time. So, I know that Ashley from Samoa and Sunday went to meet up with her and watched the first episode. It was on both their Facebook pages. So I'm kind of excited to talk to Sunday. I talk to Sunday. We text a lot. I'm kind of excited to talk to Sunday or Ashley and find out what she's really like or what she feels like, what happened, you know, because maybe something did happen that they didn't show. But I think she was, when she did talk at Tribal Council, she seemed very bright, very smart. But I just think it was honestly the luck of the draw. I think they just felt like, okay, let's just get rid of her. Yeah.
One other question I have is, going into this whole season, I didn't do the research either. I was just, there's a lot, my brother and father passing away and the election and just planning this wedding. So I didn't research either. So I do like this. It's neat being in and not watching the videos and not watching the bios. But at the finale, when I heard it was heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers. I know what my initial reaction was. What was your initial reaction as a fan and as a past player? Like, did you like it, not like it, kind of a little both? Like, how did you feel about this long name?
Yeah, I actually liked it. Of course, okay. Change is good. It's always hard. The three tribes, I actually thought it was a really good idea. I didn't really know the definition too much of the tribes. And then, of course, after the first episode and, you know, they were saying, you know, what exactly they were. You know, the heroes have the courage. The healers, of course, are the people that take care of other people. And the hustlers are the hard workers. But I think the dynamics overall, I think it's good. I have no idea, and I will be honest, there's sometimes where I do know too much about the season. And
I hear you. That happened to me for your season, yeah.
Yeah, and this season I'm watching every episode. I'm not going on the blogs. I don't want to know. And it's actually, isn't it fun? It's so much fun just to watch every episode and think about what's going to happen. Because there are three tribes, I think this is just I think there's going to be an earlier merge than usual. That's just my
opinion. Earlier swap or merge.
Idea.
Yeah, I see.
Yes.
They're going to go down to two, I would imagine, at some juncture, or redistribute to three, mix it up.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be earlier than it has been in the past. So that's just my opinion, but I think that's going to happen. And isn't it kind of nice, Mike, though, just to not look at the people and meet them at the first episode and be a true watcher?
It is. It's a neat experience because sometimes I feel way too connected to the Survivor world as just a fanatical fan. So it is nice to be removed. I haven't been able to go to Gift Kids the World, and my worst spoiling would be there just hanging around, you know, like my buddy Sandra. People would just come up and she'd be like, hey, what happened? Because they'd be on, like they had taped earlier in the summer, and then people would be like, hey, here's the final three in this season. I'm like, just shut up already. I don't want spoilers. I don't want to know what happens. It's nice to
I've had them, like, so I would probably say the last five seasons, I knew everyone that was at the end. And this season, I'm like, nope, I don't want to know. I want to play this one out. I want to watch every episode, and I want to make my own opinions. And it's actually just watching these two episodes today, I was like, God, this is great. Meeting these people, the first episode and so forth, I loved it. You know, the Hustlers tribe, I really like Lauren.
I like her more in the second episode, for sure. And I'm digging Ryan and Devin. Like, I didn't think I'd like Devin when I saw his picture, and that's all I saw. But that me and Ryan, I just like them a lot. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I like Lauren too.
I mean, Patrick would probably drive me crazy just because of the way he acts, but for some reason I really like Lauren. She's very calm. You know, she did express that she works alone and she's not very social, but sometimes just taking that back, you know, stepping back a little bit, that helps you more in the game than it doesn't.
The one I like Lauren more, and I definitely think Patrick is super annoying, but I had a bone of contention, and I know we're kind of hopping around here. We sometimes do that on the mic.
Oh,
but
sorry.
When she made the comment about Patrick and his being a ginger or a redhead, and I was like, I took personal offense just because I think my it's not my race by any means, but I think gingers get a bad rap. We're called soulless, and we always need to buy extra sunscreen, and you know, people sometimes, there was a rumor that they were going to take sperm donations from redheads that I heard about a couple years ago. So I didn't like that comment.
They're trying to eliminate
the redheaded people, which were really rare and unique. But I just found that a little, but it was also Patrick. So I think Patrick's highly annoying and he happens to be a redheaded ginger. So I don't know.
I just took his personality as, you know, when you're out there and you're not sleeping and you're not eating, everything annoys you. And his personality would be super annoying. Yeah.
He reminds me of someone from Nicaragua who was portrayed as super annoying and you didn't vote for him at the end. I don't know if that was part of it, Mr. Burza. So I don't know if you see any correlation between anyone on this season and anyone you played with.
Well, there were a few people that were very annoying.
Well, I think Bobby was a hell of a guy, but I can't imagine living on a beach with him. Like, I love hanging out and partying with him, but I don't know if we were 39 days in a hut or in a cave or on a beach, I'd like it. But I don't know if any of these people correlate to your cast anyway. Like, this person reminds me of this person, or I don't know.
Well, and she is a wonderful lady, don't get me wrong, but she talked too much, and she was a little annoying with Wendy, and she was the first one out. Wonderful, wonderful lady. But, yeah, and so was Fabio. Fabio annoyed me. He really did. I mean, I have to admit, there were times where I was just like, oh, this guy is annoying. But I think you get to the point of the game where, personally, everyone to a certain point annoys you just because of the situation that you're in. You're living under the elements. You're not eating. So you just have to kind of take a step back and realize that this is part of the game. Yeah.
And there's no escape from that. So
yeah, exactly.
Well, the first thing that we get after the, they get back from the last tribal and then they're talking about it and we find out why Chrissy didn't play. And I thought that was also smart. So that all happens. And then I think there was a commercial break and then they go to the Hustlers. And then we didn't hear a word out of Simone Lynn first episode. And second episode, we open up with an interesting topic. Fans are probably always asking about the restroom system and with the caloric reduction. Yeah, I know I've been told certain seasons, certain people might have one or two bowel movements, if that. So Simone, our first introduction to her was her proudness of her first aqua dump. So I guess as a past player, just somebody that was a fan too, like, what was your reaction to seeing that on TV? I found it fascinating.
I was actually shocked because I actually took notes. I always do that. Whenever I do a podcast, when I watch, I take notes. And I'm like, that was the first thing I wrote down. I was like, Simone Aquadump, OMG, with like three exclamation points. I was like, are you kidding me? Because here's the deal. Usually it's the guys that take the Aquadump. And here it was, someone that never said a word the first episode and comes on the second episode and talks about taking an aqua dump. So that was kind of a shocker because it was a lady. But, yes.
That's kind of a dude thing, or at least your knowledge of the aqua dump is kind of a guy thing, maybe.
Yes, it is. It's definitely a guy thing. And I know that's how it was on our season. It was a total guy thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And we didn't even – I don't remember one other woman on our season taking an aqua dump. But all the guys would go out. You knew when they were, facing the other way and just standing there. We're like, oh, we know what they're doing. But that's –
they took the Survivor manual out to read probably while they were out there aqua dumping.
But I think with Simone, that's why it was such a shocker because she does seem a little quiet. I mean, her quieter. She's a little more reserved. That's the way I kind of saw her. And then all of a sudden she comes out and talks about the aqua dump. Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
I found it as interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of became down to her and Patrick. And it was interesting to see the reasons why and the logic. And I do agree that with the tribe that she seemed less flustered. Typically, unless bombastic, but I guess they just kept Patrick for future challenges, maybe, and they thought that'd be more advantageous. And I think she had a little trouble with they lost the lead, and that's big having to go to tribal council.
But it's probably
way more to it.
Yeah, I kind of expected her to go home after the challenge. I was like, oh, I think it's going to be her. So yeah.
Well, first episode there was apparently a pretty tight bond. Alan called out, JP and Ashley. This, right after we were talking about going to the bathroom in the ocean, we go to the other tribe, and there's another budding possible romance there with Cole and Jessica. And I guess Cole, he seems like a fun, energetic guy. From everything I've been able to gather online, he just seems like a really interesting person. And I think he was a little worried because I think there's like a 10-year age difference between the two, but it looks like they're both into each other. So I don't know.
I guess. I mean, when he was out on the raft and she was, in the water, and he even said, she's 30, And then he made the comment that, you know, he thinks she's really cute and they have a connection, and you can kind of see they're kind of giddy with each other. You know,
yep.
They were, and he mentioned that they were flirting and so forth. So, you know, there has to be some romance on Survivor. We all know that. So this is the one that I could definitely see. And, they're both, she doesn't look like she's 30. She looks a lot younger than 30. And not reading her bio, when he said that, when Cole said that she's 30, I was like, what? So to me,
yeah.
She doesn't look, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Also
even said
on
I could definitely
tribe...
see myself with her.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
He even said I could definitely see myself with her.
Yes.
So he's definitely into her, you know.
Yes.
It's cute. It's so cute.
And from not reading her bio,
we
also...
I mean, Cole is... Sherry, you have to agree with me. Cole is, he's cute.
Yeah,
I'll even
definitely.
Agree as heterosexual. That guy, he's not ugly. He's a handsome guy. So, yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
He is.
And without reading the bios either, we found out that Desi was Miss USA and, or in the running for Miss America and Miss USA. That's,
yeah, Miss Virginia. That was awesome.
And that's a pretty, I mean, that's a lot of people in Virginia. It's like, I think, 9th in population or 10th. So, yeah, there's a lot of people, and she's obviously beautiful. So we learned more about her. And then the person I probably like the least, and I like all everybody. I mean, all you guys. But from this watching the show so far is just Joe. He was all over Mike for a while, and then he's getting the idol clue that he couldn't figure out, and now he's, you know, Cole's just such a nice, happy-go-lucky guy, and he's helping Joe. And Joe reminds me kind of like a Tony. Like, if you blur your eyes and watch
yes.
Joe running around,
oh.
It's kind of like, is Tony back? No, it's Joe. So what's your perspective as a viewer on Joe? And if you were out there with Joe, you know, well, how would you feel about him so far?
Well, I also thought with Joe approaching Mike, Joe is, again, he's playing with a lot of paranoia.
Yep.
And then, you know, taking off and running for the idol. And then, you know, when he and Cole found the idol, they were sneaking back, you know, and figuring out. And I think Joe is, he's not only paranoid, he used Cole. And I think it's because Cole's personality, Cole, you can just tell Cole wants to help everybody. Cole's such a nice guy.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to take Cole to the tree and see if he can figure it out. And of course, Cole figured it out. And then Joe, of course, grabbed the idol immediately, and but he's playing with a lot of paranoia.
And the first
totally
thing that Joe did was
me.
Talk about getting Cole out because he knew that he has the idol.
Correct.
You know.
So yeah.
Even though Cole helped him get it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So,
but I did like it. The next time on Survivor, Cole also was aware, like, hey, Joe's playing too hard. So I think Cole might be able to make a move on Joe if they end up not winning. That was on the next time on Survivor. So, Joe's really good for Cole, but they might go for Joe.
I don't think Joe's going to last very long. Something's going to happen. There's going to be Cole's going to start telling people about his idol. They're going to blindside him. This is just my prediction. Cole's going to say, you know, tell people he has an idol, and Joe won't play it, and bam, he's going to go home. I don't know. I mean, that's just the way I'm thinking.
Yeah.
No idea that's going to happen, but I could definitely see that happening.
I hope there's a tribe swap you were mentioning, and Joe and Alan end up on the same tribe, and then they can, like, be paranoid and confront each other and be bombastic, and maybe there'll be a double vote, and they can both go home. I don't know.
That would make for a good Survivor, wouldn't it? That would be a good episode.
Well, maybe that's what's happening. We'll see. And then real quick, I got to meet Allie at the last finale, and she was a little taken aback that I knew she was – I did happen to know she was on the next season. That's not a little spoiler for me, but I said, hey, Allie, I'm Mike. Wanted to say hi. I've met – you're the 469th Survivor I've met, and I think that she was like,
Mike,
huh?
That is amazing. That
like,
is just
what?
Amazing.
So
wow.
She's my
–
I like Allie. She was cool. Yeah, 469, there's only like 30 people that I haven't met, and I'm working on it, so we'll see.
Oh, that is just amazing. Unbelievable. Wow.
I put it in my casting tape that no one outside of SEG and the network have met more cast, so if you're looking, if they're looking for a fan, and also with the drop in 280 pounds, so I think it's interesting. We'll see what Lynn and the other folks think. We'll get.
Yeah, congratulations. You know, I've watched your pictures on Facebook, and that is something you have to be so very, very proud of. I mean, that is absolutely fantastic. So good for you.
Yeah.
Your story.
But she was great. I appreciate that, and a lot of the guests have mentioned that. So when we get a chance, I hope to see you, and I need that leaner pick. So
I know. We will get one, I promise you, Mike. And I know I haven't been to a lot of charity events, but I've just been extremely busy. And I'm really, really hoping to get to Temecula. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. And it's never failed. I have speaking engagements when they're taking place. So I need to get back to one of those charity events soon, because I do miss seeing survivors. I do miss seeing the fans as well. So we
will
get back.
If you're near Ohio or somewhere near, I'll definitely come out and check it out. And you're doing that. The speaking thing, and that's something I'm also aspiring to, just because I've gotten to do a couple on campus and just talk to people and get them off their couches and help them save their lives. So what are some of your best experiences you've had doing that post show?
Yeah, it's really taken off. I have 7 agents at this time. I have 2 in LA, 1 in Springfield, Illinois, 1 in Minneapolis, 1 in Nebraska, 1 in Iowa, and another lady in southern Minnesota. So it's just been, I did 128 speeches last year, and I'll probably do about 140 this year. But it's been a trip. It has been, this is something I did not expect to happen, and it's been unbelievable. Because the whole storyline that I have is, I don't know if you know this, but I was married very young. I didn't do a lot of traveling. The first time I was ever on an airplane by myself is when I went to my survivor casting, casting call. I had always had Charlie or one of our children with me every time I traveled, but I had never, been on an airplane by myself. So the very first time I ever traveled on an airplane by myself was when I went out to my casting call in L.A., yeah.
Crazy.
And
cool,
now
cool,
I,
though.
Yeah. So now I live in airplanes, but it's been a trip. It's been a lot of fun. It's hard. It's a lot of, traveling is exhausting, but I love the people I meet. That's why I do it. Yeah.
Cool.
That kind of reminds me of me.
At some point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Years ago, the first time I ever got on a plane, I was going out to California to do an interview. First time I was ever on a plane, period, except for a little bitty 4-seater plane I was on once. But, a commercial airplane, I was never on a commercial plane in my life. And I took a commercial flight from St. Louis out to California to go do an interview for a job. And the job was to be a sales manager for a third of the nation. And if they hired me, I would be traveling the middle section of the nation. And I would be, flying just about every week, and they hired me. And so I went from never being on a plane to always being on a plane. And
I know. That's
it was
how I am.
it was quite a change of life.
Yeah, it changes your life. It really does. When people ask me, being on Survivor, has it changed your life? Yes, it has. It definitely has. Mm-hmm.
And I should know as a fanatic, what were you doing before the show, Holly? I feel bad. I'm usually all up in everyone's business about stuff. What did you do before you're now a speaker?
I was a swim coach for 17 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember.
Yep.
Sorry. Okay. I should have known that as a super fan. But yeah.
I mean, Mike, you've met how many survivors? 467? Is that what you said?
69. But I usually retain information better than that, so I wish I remembered.
Wow.
But it's okay.
Don't you have a hard time remembering names? That's where I struggle.
Every now and again, but I've always, when we go to the finale, I'm the spotter. That's like my unofficial role. Like at like 300 yards, I can spot like any survivor because I've met most of them. So that's
Wow. That's
just kind of what I do. But it's just, yeah, so I didn't remember.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, I remember walking into the hotel and you were sitting in the lobby and meeting you for the first time. So that's just, I couldn't remember. I still have a hard time remembering people's names. That just amazes me. So good for you. That's awesome.
Well, thank you there. Moving in forward in the season, do you have any favorites you like? Anyone you mentioned a couple. You think Patrick's probably not got a long time, or Joe, but anyone who are your like per tribe? Like who do you think's got the best chance to make it to the end?
Well, as of now, this is who I'm going to pick, and I could be way off. Because I don't know. And there have been the last probably five seasons I knew. And this season I went in completely, didn't know any players, watched. I like Lauren and I really like Ryan. I think those two will go really far. Ryan is a smart player. He's a good player. I like Mike on the Healers tribe, but Mike might be a little too
social
paranoid.
Social challenges, possibly,
that's where he's going to struggle. But I do like Mike. For some reason, I don't know why, when I watched today, I just, you know, he just stuck out. And I like Ben. I like Ashley and Ben. So that's
Ben's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So those are kind of the five, did I say five or six, that I'm kind of leaning towards right now.
Okay. Sherry, where's your head at with, we've seen two episodes, two per tribe maybe. Let's go like two per tribe. Who do you think's got the best shot from Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers?
Oh, boy.
Do you want me to go first while you're thinking, or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll go with Chrissy. Chrissy and Ben, I think that's a great connection. I think their ages align better. I think they're going to align better because JP and Ashley. So that's for Heroes for me. The Healers, Cole's dreamy. I like Cole and I like Mike. I think they're good. I think Jessica will be in the mix somewhere with that possibly. I just, as long as it's not Joe, I'm totally fine. And then the Hustlers, Lauren's growing on me. I gotta recover from the redhead comment. So she's definitely in the middle for me. But I'm gonna go with Ryan. Agree with you, Holly. And that Devin kid, he just seems like sometimes meeting a lot of the cast. He seems like some people that I wouldn't like just because how they sometimes are in person. But as long as Devin is as cool as he seems on the show when I talk to him, I think Devin and Ryan are my dudes for Hustlers.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Ryan's going to help Devin along. I kind of think it's going to be one of those things where there may be some situations where Devin will not know how to make up his mind or what to do. But with Ryan is a very smart player. Ryan will help him along.
It reminds me of Rob C. and Matt from Amazon. So I hope Ryan is monitoring Devin so he doesn't – so it's not Dr. Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster taking him out at the final three. So
that's exactly, yes.
Because that was an interesting bond, and I mean, Devin is definitely more social than Matt was. So Matt was interesting. Sherry,
interesting.
I'm stalling for you. You got some opinions?
I have to go with, like you said, with Ryan.
Okay.
Devin, I think those two are just going to be great together. I also have to go with, I like the Chrissy and Ben team.
Okay.
I really like the way Chrissy sort of just went through the tribe and really determined which teammate was going to be right for her. I think she's really using her head and playing a smart game, and I like that. I think she's, you know, she's really going to be a smart player. And who else do I have left?
That would be, then you need the healers, I think. I think you want heroes and you talked about hustlers. So anyone on the yellow tribe you're jiving with.
You want
other names or
Mike, Desi, Joe, Jessica, Cole. Who am I missing?
Yeah, Mike, Desi, Joe, Cole, Rourke, and Jessica.
That's the tribe.
Also, somebody
we
haven't really seen much either. Rourke's been kind of getting no edits. That's always probably
time.
Good, I think.
I wish we knew more about her.
Unless she's aqua dumping in episode 3, then maybe that's why we don't know yet. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Who did you guys pick on this team?
I went with Cole, Mike, and Jessica. I added an extra person. Since I'm the co-host, I just said 3. So,
you get an extra, huh?
You can have one, too.
It's so hard to tell second episode. It's very hard. And I always actually, every podcast I do, I always say, you know, I just don't make any predictions until the merge. But this early on, I really, really made an effort to really pay attention, really get to feel like I know these people because I didn't read about them. And that makes a difference.
Yep.
You get to really think about them a little bit more. So, I had Mike and
Cole, right?
And
you were Cole too.
Cole and Jessica, yeah. On the healers.
Yeah, Cole and Jessica. I think I'm gonna stick with those two.
You don't like Mike? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no,
sorry,
I like Mike, but I just don't know if he's going to have the
I get what
the,
you're not saying.
I
think,
don't know what I'm
yeah.
Capacity
just
to,
the way he connects is yeah, his socially is
game.
I think he,
yeah.
He's gonna warm up. He's a fish out of water, but I like how the quote from last episode about, you know, the wife thinks I'm crazy and the kids think I'm gonna die or vice versa.
Yeah,
like I like his just
yeah.
self-effacing humor.
I thought that was really funny when he said that, when he said, my kids thought I was crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was really funny, but he wants to be there. He's a good player, and I think he's going to do okay. I really do. I think he's going to be good.
Yeah, he'll turn that around. The other thing that Simone was, not only was she kind of awkward, but she was just talking about how difficult it was, and I was a little shocked to be like, there's no air conditioning was one of her quotes. And I'm like, I know they try to get a mixture of, like, fans now, a little more fans, and, you know, people just straight up recruited from Santa Monica, Rourke. But, so I don't know. I just didn't understand.
She knew it was going to be really tough.
It's tough.
Yeah, when she said that, like, no air conditioning, I'm like, did she just seriously say that? I thought that was really funny too. I was like, "What? Oh man!"
Yeah, going into casting, how familiar were you with the? You were a pretty big fan, right, Holly? You were
a fan coming in.
So yeah.
Yep. I almost have every DVD and everything, and I've watched every season. But I will admit, I've missed some episodes. You know, but as far as season wise,
it's okay.
Yeah, I loved Survivor, and I heard about Survivor as far as how hard it was, but you don't realize it until you get out there, and then you get out there and you go, oh my God, this is as hard as everybody says it is, you know, because you just get out there and think, oh, this can't be that hard, you know, or before you get out there, and then it is kind of so. I mean, you know, some looking at Simone, what she said, you know, this is really a lot. This is a lot harder. I kind of was on the same page. I was like, oh, it can't be that hard. And then you get out there and it's like, oh, there's no toilet paper. There are no porta potties. This is the real deal. So, yeah. Yeah.
So you were saying the dudes were more aqua dumpers. Were the ladies more digger dumper? I don't know. I don't like talking about crap
digger
for
dumper.
Too long. Here.
Yeah, you were,
okay.
You know, you're required to dig a hole and then use a leaf. I know. That's like the biggest question that I have every time I go to speak.
Okay.
How'd you go to the bathroom? Where'd you go to the bathroom? Well, where would you go to the bathroom if you didn't have a toilet or toilet paper. You know, what would you do?
You just go someplace else, yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Read your manual and don't use the wrong leaf. That's not the kind of area you want to mess that up in. So. Don't use that one.
Yeah.
Were there other Hollies at casting that you remember? Do you remember anyone else that was like, well, that's kind of like this person, you just saw them at casting, they're like, that kind of looks like me, or got a vibe that that's kind of who I'm vying against for my spot, or?
No, I mean, you know, I did see Wendy at casting.
Okay.
And I cannot remember seeing Jill. There was another lady, all I remember, she had blonde hair, same age, but she was about the same age. I've never seen her. There was one gal that did not make our season, and she actually reached out to me once our season started. And I remember she came out of an interview, and she just fell down to her hands and knees and started to cry. So I think her strength alone was like, ooh, I don't think she's going to make it. And once our season started, she was like, hey, I was at your casting call. I remember you, so forth. So, and I can't remember her name, but that's all I can really, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's my favorite thing is how everyone got to the TV, so I got to watch them and eventually meet them. I think a fascinating thing if the show ever ends would be, you know, what was in casting's mind with why, you know, why they went with this thing, or, you know, was the network saying we wanted this or we want that, or like what casting liked about each of you guys. I understand why they liked you, Holly, because you're awesome, but just stuff like... Like that.
For you, Mike. And I think for our season, it was the old versus young. And they wanted older people. Of course, Dan was not, but that were athletic. That was a big thing because, you know, we had to get on the treadmill. We were working out. We were in the swimming pool. And, of course, we had to compete with the young kids. So for us, it was they were looking for some athletic older people. That's, I think, what
they
it
got
was.
90 guys in Dan, so all right. So.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest things to be on Survivor is you have to know how to swim. They are always in the water.
Yeah, always. Yeah, I love this challenge on the second episode. Wow.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was neat. I like that. There's a lot of new elements that I've not remembered from the challenge. So, yeah.
I don't either. Yeah, that was a good challenge. Actually, both challenges to this point have been really good.
The spatial thinking on that puzzle was just from a whole other place, and probably even by day six, it would be tough for people to have to do that. And I like the names on there, but I don't think it really correlated to anything. I would have liked if somehow, but it'd be too easy if there was like, I don't know if Ryan's a super fanatical fan. I think he is. If it was like Borneo's on top and then you go to Australia, then Africa. I liked incorporating the names, not just a bunch of poles. That was...
Right. I thought that was a great idea.
So I'll email Kerhofer and give him nice job, sir. That was cool.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, Sherry, I don't have anything major else from the episode, really. We just kind of got down to the Patrick... Simone, and they went against Simone, and they made it like it could be a little bit different, but then all the votes came in. So I think they're frustrated, but just like last week, they were frustrated with Alan, but they kept him. So he's just kind of – they're both probably around for challenges, and then they will be jettisoned soon. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought so far I liked the first two episodes. Didn't really know who was going the first episode, second episode. It was to me, it was very obvious. I don't know why, but I'm like, oh yeah. But,
I thought
so
it was
far,
a little too obvious.
I
thought we might get into bait and switch, but then I thought it was definitely going to be Simone. Then I was like, is this too obvious? So I thought they might be sliding to Patrick, but
yeah. Yeah.
Well,
Patrick
also said the, I like some of the people and I was just cringing as a fan, like, oh, Patrick. Patrick.
Yes.
Even
you know,
if you hate their guts.
You never know what people are going to say behind your back. You know, when you go home and you watch it, and then, you know, at the confessionals, and then people say something, and you're like, that's what they said about me? You know, that's always, as a player, that's always a little surprising.
Anxious, maybe.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you go back home and you sit and you watch it and then they say all that stuff about you and you're just like, I can't believe that person said that about me. So,
did you have any a specific positive or negative? Like, you didn't expect a negative one, maybe like the most positive thing that somebody said that you didn't expect, and then maybe the most negative
that was
there that we didn't see?
Well, when I did the whole shoe thing, you know, people in some of their private confessionals, they were saying they thought it was nuts. You know, I'm like, I'm not nuts. Please, America, don't think I'm nuts. So that, as a player, that's hard to go home and see what people will say about you in the confessionals. Yeah.
Well, bring in $1,500 shoes in Nicaragua. I spent 15 hours, or actually 15 minutes in Nicaragua before I got engaged because I didn't know you couldn't take a rental car between countries like an idiot. But, yeah, even I knew not to take $1,500 shoes to Nicaragua. So that, whatever.
Yeah.
Did you have more of a positive one? Like, you didn't think somebody liked you, and you did, maybe somebody said something nice that you didn't see that you really appreciated?
Tyrone was actually he did say, he goes, you know, Holly seems like a nice person, but mentally, I don't know, I think there's something wrong with her. And I'm like, Tyrone!
Yeah.
And then it did get better as I recovered, but I just know, being a player, what that feels like. And whenever I see someone say that, but, you know, about someone, it would be, it's always kind of like, oh, God, I know how that felt. So they're telling the whole world what they think about you. So, and you don't hear about it until you're sitting at home in your living room listening to what they think about you. So, yeah, it does make a big difference.
That's the part I can't imagine. If I ever get the opportunity, I know I would hyperanalyze everything. I'd be on Facebook and Twitter, and I don't like Sucks, but I'd go on Sucks just to hear people talk about me. I know I would do it. So.
Yeah. And it's really hard not to do it because they tell you, stay off the blogs. You know, you don't want to go on and see what people are saying about you. That's really hard because I did it. And you have to remember, these people don't know you. Their perspective of you're playing a game. That was really, really hard for me. Yeah.
No. That's why I try not to do that. That, because I know I'm going to meet everybody, so I'm not going to make an impression of somebody until I see them. Now, I'll make, you know, we do this show, and I, you know, your initial impression, but it's all my final impression when I start meeting the folks. And Survivor's great, but the survivors are 1,000 times better than the show. So.
Yeah, they are. Yep. Some are the same on the show, and some are not. You know, it just depends.
Of course.
Who the person is, but most of the time, everybody that I've met has been great. Absolutely great.
I would agree. Most are. So I will actually make a Patrick moment and say, most are, not all.
Most are.
Okay. Holly, I don't really have anything else. Sherry, do you have anything else you'd like to ask? I have appreciated this time dissecting episode 2.
I think I just really have enjoyed hearing from Holly and hearing her opinions and hearing about her. Really enjoyed talking to her. Holly, it's been
great talking to you.
Well,
like I said, I am truly honored when I got the email if I would be on, and I'm like, yes, because I haven't done one for, I know it's been over a year. So, I need to kind of get back. I want to get to a couple of more charity events and, you know, meet some of the survivors I have not met so far. So I truly, truly appreciate you guys asking me. I really do. And Sherry, don't forget, if Chase Rice is close, you need to call me or email me, and I'll see what I can do about a ticket. I really mean that. So,
thank you so much, Holly. That's so sweet of you.
Are your appearances do you have a website, Holly, you can send? I'll check out, see if anywhere close to my area.
Yes, I do have a website, hollyhoffman.com.
Okay.
I did have to take my schedule off. I had a follower. Yeah, so I have to, for a while, I had to take my schedule off. And, you know, and you're in Ohio, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, what part of Ohio are you, where are you?
I'm in Southwest Ohio, so it's easy for me to get to Columbus, Cincinnati, or Dayton. And I'd go to Indianapolis or Cleveland just to say, hey, see what's going on.
Yeah,
and hear,
I will totally
hear talk. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Idaho next week, Minneapolis, Tennessee. I just got back from Maine. I was in Rhode Island, Anaheim, California. So, yeah, going all over. But if I get your way, I will definitely, definitely leave you a message. Absolutely.
Just shoot me a
and
message,
if you're ever
and
in
I'll
St.
send
Louis.
You a cell and, yeah, okay.
Okay.
St. Louis is Sherry, so there you go.
Okay, perfect.
I'd love to
I'll
see
totally
you, too, if
you're
ever
that.
In St. Louis, let me know. I'd love
okay.
to come and see you as well.
Oh, that would be great. That would be awesome.
I would love
perfect.
To see you.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by,
okay.
Mike on the Mic, and I'll catch you later.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holly.
Okay.
You take care. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well,
wow, what
Nicaragua,
a sweetheart. I just adore her.
The cast of Nicaragua has been phenomenal. Holly's phenomenal. The ladies have all been on here. Great, great stuff. Great, great conversation. It's I love Survivor. It's I have a new passion. That the only thing that supersedes that is my love for Isabel. But Survivor's an amazing thing, and I love getting to talk to people about it. And it's just been a great opportunity tonight. So, and I would like to say I guess the buzz is what.
Just had something put in the chat room that kind of blew me for a loop here. Somebody says that Kat Adorson was thrown in the pokey.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, I think I saw that on social media that there was some kind of violence with the boyfriend. I believe it was on TMZ and stuff. So unfortunate for the limelight there for Kat. I hope everything's okay and she can work out whatever she's dealing with. And I also saw I don't know if there's going to be anyone covering the race, but it looks like Cody and Jessica are on The Amazing Race that they're filming. And I guess they started in New York. So, yeah.
I'm so happy for both of them. I really did like Cody and Jessica. I was for them from the beginning, and I think both of them are great. We actually had Jessica's mom on Manic Monday show, and we were rooting for both of them from the very beginning of Big Brother, and I'm so thrilled that they are going on The Amazing Race. I could tell, you know, that theirs was not just a showmance. You could tell that they were actually going to be in a relationship after the show. They found something that was real, and I don't know how long it will last. I don't know if it will be, you know, something that will last as long as, you know, some of the others have. I hope it does. But you could tell that they weren't just fooling around. It wasn't going to be just while they were in the house. It was something that, you know, was going to last longer, you know, after they got out of the house and they were going to give it a go. They had true feelings for each other. And
I like to see
so I was really happy.
For them to be in a, where there's, it's, the race is social to an extent, but a lot less social than Big Brother and Survivor. So hopefully dude does well, and he's an intense person. I hope everything goes all right. I just hope he doesn't have any real intense moments throughout the world as they travel from here to there. But I hope they do well. The only, you know, group we really know, and I won't have to learn their names because I definitely have opinions about both of them. So we'll see how they do.
My fear is that that's a lot of strength to put on a couple when they're first getting, you know, this is early in their relationship, and to be in that much stress. The race is stressful, and to be under that much stress, you know, they just got out of the Big Brother house with all the cameras on them there. Now they're going right back into a very stressful situation with cameras on them again. That's so much stress for a young relationship. I hope they pull through. You know, that's my biggest concern. Whether they win the race is secondary to whether the relationship makes it.
Yep.
I hope they win, but I hope their relationship makes it.
I hope their relationships makes it. I want to see the other probably 10 groups before I say if I want them to win. So I'll be, most politicians, you don't know where they're at on issues, but I'll let you know where I am on that issue. I hope they're entertaining television, but I hope they don't win. So
yeah.
We'll see, though. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'd like for them to win. I think they've been through hell and back with Big Brother cast they were stuck with, and I think they deserve to win. After everything they've been through, I don't even know who the rest of the cast is, but if they can make it through that and make it through The Amazing Race and make it to Final Three, they deserve it.
We'll see how they do racing around the world.
Yeah, that's got to be incredible to get out of one reality show and go right into another.
But
I think that's a wrap for us tonight. I know you've got a big meeting.
I don't have anything else, and we'll talk more about when we're going
to
be on next week, so you and I can discuss that more. So.
Yeah. We might have to change the time next week, so prepare for that. I will place it on Twitter and Facebook, but the time may change for our show next week, so watch on social media for updates. So we're going to close the show for now with Ron, as we always do. Everybody, take care. Have a great weekend. Be kind to each other. Here's Ron to close us out. Good night, all.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It's always a great night with Mike on the mic. And make sure you come back on Monday for Manic Mondays, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, with Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. That's a wrap for us tonight. Mike, say good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, all. God bless.